Solution today.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Scandal after scandal after scandal, and yet there's nothing but sacred cows that are roaming the Capitol. What do I mean by that? Well, I'm talking specifically here right from the get-go about Fast and Furious for a second. There is no doubt that guys like Charles Grassley, Chuck Grassley, the longtime senator from Iowa, saying, you know what, we're tired of being stonewalled on this whole thing. And sure, you know, you look at the list and it's Republicans who are knocking on the door of the White House to say, what's going on with the Attorney General? Because we have clips of him on the tube saying, not that he knew, but saying that there was a gun operation that was going to make a difference in Mexico. And a year ago, memos talking specifically about Fast and Furious. So the digger they deep, the more, the more they dig and the deeper they go, that's where they're really starting to find the good stuff on Eric Holder. It's going to get worse for him. And Grassley is right about that. If you keep on stonewalling guys from the Senate Judiciary Committee and not sending over the memos, the information, the documents, I mean, eventually, come on. You can see the guilt. So I think the big mistake Holder made was not just saying that he was well aware of it, just trying to dance around the whole issue. I think it's going to blow up on Eric Holder, and it's going to be a major election battle, which is why I brought this up. It's a major election point probably next year for this president who gave his backing to his attorney general again and again and again and again and again and backed him up on the whole Fast and Furious thing before he did his interview. And I don't want to go over this again and, you know, beat the drum on it, but I think all of you know what happened. There were several long time immigration official and border patrol agent that died as a result of these weapons, the 1,400 assault weapons that went across the border into Mexico, weren't traced, and then were linked to a lot of crimes, including the murder of a U.S. immigration officer, Jamie Zapata, who gave up his life because he loved the job, because he was willing to do the things that you had to do to get the information. And he was working from the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City when he was ambushed. His car was ambushed, and he was killed. Then there were the murder. There was the murder of border agent Brian Terry in Arizona. That was huge. And then there were a slew of other things that happened where guns were found and crimes that have been committed with those guns here in the United States. Holder claimed that he had only learned of the project a few weeks before he testified this past May. But the emails clearly show that Michael Walther, the director of the National Drug Intelligence Center, told him about it at least in 5 memos, starting on July 5th of last year. And there's all kinds of other scandals that have led to a bunch of the ATF people being reassigned. But notice, reassigned. I would have to assume that Holder is going to have to cooperate with this because he can't be a sacred cow here. Maybe he'll end up being a sacrificial lamb. I think Eric Holder ought to resign. I would think that's what he would want to do. But we'll see. They're going to keep investigating. And I think this is going to get very, 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 very ugly. In the meantime, a lot of people are thinking that the economy couldn't get any uglier, but the unemployment number is really 9.1, but the number is higher. The president is relentless about pushing his jobs bill forward, blaming the Republicans and others, some Democrats, for not jumping on board and passing it to get Americans back to work, as he says. Here's a few thoughts from the Prez on jobs.
Then it's not a matter of me running against them. I think the American people will run them out of town.
Yeah. His thoughts on jobs, by the way, I didn't set that up right. He was talking about Congress not doing anything, not passing his jobs agenda, his jobs bill that he would like to see go forward. That specifically there, he was nailing Congress. Because that's it. It's the blame game. It's you, it's them, it's this, it's that. Here's the thing. If it was a great jobs bill that was going to help what ails us and turn us into makers instead of takers, and it was going to really provide jobs for people where we weren't, once again, going into the till and creating more deficit to not... Who is it going to help? Infrastructure jobs. I probably have a few friends maybe that would wonder if they could get a job. I don't even know if they could get that job. And it would depend on where you're sprinkling that cash, because we've got plenty of need across the country, right? Isn't that what the states are doing? So, okay, so infrastructure jobs, rails, that kind of stuff, and then teacher gigs. And then what about everybody else? And then what about the money that, in fact, you are actually spending that we're spending on this? All right, that's not all that we're uptight about. Bank of America found out fast that we have had enough, we're sick of it, when it comes to raising fees and trying to tax us some more and figuring out how to pick our pockets. Bank of America is everywhere across the country. A lot of people, probably most of the people I know, when they pull out their debit card, it's Bank of America, that familiar red card, including myself, but I'm done with the mafia because I think they're like the mafia. Now they want $5 every time you use the debit card for the month. Once you use it, boom, that's it. You got to pay the $5 on top of whatever fees. That's not lost on a lot of people who are thinking about dumping Bank of America, and they don't want to take it anymore. They don't want to pay it. Listen to this. Listen to one person who said, "I'm done."
Hello. No, I'm not. Absolutely not. I mean, how many people are right now? You know. And even if I was, I'd probably move in anyway. Liberated. I feel good. I feel like I made the right decision.
All right, and that's exactly what people are starting to do. I wonder if it's going to have a Netflix effect. Not sure. Where Netflix, people, when they jumped at their price, a crazy amount of money. I mean, I know they're two different things. People who were subscribers felt like they were getting jammed on fees. They were going up $6. So they dumped it. They dumped Netflix, and their stock tanked, and they lost over a million customers. In the case of Bank of America, will they lose customers over the fee announcements? Will they dump Bank of America because they don't want more fees on top of other fees that they're already getting slammed with? Coming up on the flip side, another version of We Can Count. Occupy Seattle, Occupy New York, Occupy Philadelphia. I have a feeling that will make the list. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer for Midas Resources, October 6, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $16,45.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,86.77, $8,43.39 for a half ounce, or $4,21.69 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,86.77, $8,43.39, and $4,21.69.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Can we count all the protesters that stretch from Tampa, Trenton, Jersey City, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Norfolk, Virginia, Chicago, St. Louis in the Midwest, Houston, San Antonio, Austin in Texas, and Dallas, Nashville, Tennessee, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, and Los Angeles in the West? The protests that started 20 days ago in Manhattan have sprung up across the nation. And pretty much it's the Federal Reserve in some cases that's being targeted. And in others, Wall Street, for example, in Manhattan, probably the biggest. Hundreds of people have been arrested in New York since it all started. On Wednesday, the biggest crowd, 5,000 or so people, marched on the financial district. That's pretty big. Police used pepper spray on some of the protesters, but for the most part, it's not a whole violent thing. It's not rioting at this point, although some think it'll ratchet up and become a riot. And now a lot of union people have dumped into the ranks of the protesters, and they're saying that the momentum will continue big time. There was a guy that I saw on the tube from Philadelphia who was a business manager for the Teamsters, and he said, this is the beginning. Teamsters are going to support the movement city to city, baby. You just wait and see. You wait and see. Some of the signs say things like this: by the people, for the people, meant 1%? then there was another sign that I happened to see. The banks got bailed out. We got sold out. People are obviously frustrated. Some think it's a complete setup as a distraction, a smokescreen, if you will. Vice President Joe Biden, who is speaking at a Washington Ideas Forum, said the protest movement is like the Tea Party, springing to life in 2009 after the president's election. It's now a pretty big grassroots conservative force that helped, let's face it, elect dozens of Republicans to office. And he says the people think the system isn't fair. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he understood the anger being felt by the protesters, but he says he's had to balance that with the economic importance of Wall Street to the state. Wall Street is, after all, the pillar of the New York state economy. It makes up 13% of tax contributions. So we're not going to see too much change, I don't think, there. I want to throw a, when I'm talking about New York and Wall Street, will there be change created out of this? Some of the supposed lists of demands include open borders, free education. I don't think so. And a slew of other things that I cannot see happening. This is a fun one for you for Weekend Count. We need something fun. The Chevy Corvette can turn into a speedboat. Did you hear what I said? The Corvette turning into a speedboat. Is that the coolest thing? So, you know, you'll see Corvettes tearing up some streets, maybe in your neighborhood. But did you think you'd ever see a Corvette that would ride a wave? Marine Technology. It's a boat manufacturer. They wanted to do something about it. And they say it's crazy. They have this powerful aquatic speed demon that they're calling the SR-48. It's a boat that has unbelievable speed and a massive price tag. It's built using parts from a Corvette SR-1, and it has like that sleek body. It's an auto, really. And the taillights, the whole thing. And it's incredible. I couldn't believe when I was looking at the photos of it, right? So the driver has that Corvette cockpit. It's got an original shifter, a steering wheel, leather seats, blah, 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 blah. It's got an Apple TV, a Wi-Fi spot. iPad owners would have something else that they could plug into. And, of course, it's got a pair of 1,300 horsepower twin turbo Mercury Racing engines that are all about speed, and they'll hit it immediately. You know what the price tag is? $1.7 million for that baby. $1.7 million. I don't think too many of the people protesting on Wall Street have that money, or any of the people who are saying we're the 99%. They're not looking at buying Corvettes that are speedboats. I don't think so. Sarah Palin was surprised by the reaction of many of her loyal fans and supporters to her decision not to run. So she felt like she needed to apologize to the people who were really backing her and thought she might decide that she was going to end up doing it. And what happened is she was on the record with Greta Van Susteren on her show, and she said, "I apologize to those whom are disappointed in this decision. I've been hearing from them in the last couple of hours, but I believe that they, when they take a step back, will understand why the decision was made and understand that you really don't need a title to make a difference in this country. And I am very, very proud of that." It was just after 6 o'clock, there's your number, East Coast time on Wednesday, that she decided she was going to end the speculation. And as we know, she played a major role in the 2010 elections through her political action committee, Sarah PAC, which boosted the Tea Party and the sort of, well, not sort of, but the anti-establishment Republicans running for Congress. So she, somebody I think disagreed with me, she is still a kingmaker with the Tea Party. She absolutely is, because of the PAC, because of the sway that she has with people that feel very loyal to Sarah Palin. And when you're running, you're looking for a few friends in those high places, so to speak. And so because she struck a chord, she's been able to do that. I don't know if you heard the story or not about Billy Bob Thornton's daughter. I thought this was interesting. She got 20 years. The daughter of Thornton was sentenced to that for the death of a friend's one-year-old daughter during an overnight stay. Her name's Amanda Brumfield, and she was sentenced Thursday. She was convicted of aggravated manslaughter of a child, but she was acquitted of first-degree murder and aggravated child abuse charges. Brumfield claimed that Olivia Madison Garcia hit her head after falling while trying to climb out of the playpen, but prosecutors didn't buy that. It didn't wash with them, and they showed that it was impossible that a fall from that height would cause a 3.5-inch fracture on the girl's skull. So she's going to prison. In Mexico, it's just all too familiar when we talk about these stories, isn't it? We're talking about bodies being found. The Mexican Navy says 32 bodies have been found in 3 safe houses in the Gulf Coast city of Veracruz. This comes 2 weeks after gunmen, if you remember, dumped 35 bodies on a busy avenue during rush hour, and a week after Mexican President Felipe Calderon decided to send out federal police and security forces throughout the city. The Navy says Veracruz state agents located the first 20 bodies inside a house in a very popular residential neighborhood. Do you think anyone knew anything? Think they would tell? A search in the house in another subdivision, they came up with 11 more bodies, and the final body was discovered later in a third house. The Mexican government is slow to place blame. They haven't said whether the crimes are drug-related or what the scoop is, but it's not looking good. This is what keeps happening all over the place. I think it's very, very scary. Imagine living there, and then, especially where they just dump the bodies on the street. Wow. Crazy. All right, coming up on the flip side, our cheap movie review. You don't want to miss this if you're heading to the movies.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years, there has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new, cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
You'll blow off some steam by heading out to the movies this weekend. People do different things. Sometimes, you know, you shag balls in the backyard playing catch with your son or grandson or buddies or whatever. Or you're watching this baseball and, of course, the NFL on Sunday. Or you're smashing a couple of golf balls out at the driving range. Or maybe you're going to catch one of the new movies. Or some of the stuff that's already still out there. I get that it's cheaper, and I always say this. There's things that I would just flat-out rent. There's no way I would go see them in a movie theater. I wouldn't pay the crazy amounts of money that you have to pay sometimes to see a first-run movie. But sometimes the movie is just flat-out better on the big screen. It's just better, right? Unless you're, I guess, Oprah Winfrey or Tyler Perry or perhaps somebody listening to America Tonight where you have a huge theater in your home. Maybe you do, so you've got a big screen. So the first movie we're going to look at this time around is called Real Steel.
Charlie, where is my money?
Buddy, I got your money. It's ready.
Oh, good. But Charlie, you're losing your belt.
Wait, Charlie, hey. I can't hear what you're saying.
What's he like? As a boxer? Charlie was a top contender, number 2 in the world. Then the fight game changed. I'm coming with you.
No, you're not.
I'm either coming with you or you're fishing for your keys in the sewer. Oh, my God, that was close.
Whoa!
Stubborn kid.
This ain't a video game. This is for real.
Let's make some money!
Need a little loan.
As much as I like you, dude, you're a bad bet, brother.
Give it up, Charlie. You got nothing left. What are we looking for?
Anything I could use to put a fighting robot together.
I think there's a whole robot in there. I've never seen anything like it before. Can we get him a fight?
He's a sparring bot, built to take a lot of hits, but never dishing out any real punishment.
His name is Adam. Get him a fight.
You know you're bringing him home in pieces, right?
Whoa, whoa, whoa! He's smaller and weaker. He's gonna get his ass kicked.
I need you to teach him to box.
Are you kidding me?
You know this fight game inside and out. He needs your moves, your command.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
I know I've done all kinds of wrong by this kid. He's likely to do one thing right.
Great fight, fellas.
Remember this name, Adam.
Adam!
This boss is one to watch.
I'm trying to see a better side to you here, Charlie.
It's not easy.
All right, did you recognize the voice in that? One of them anyway, as Hugh Jackman. It's the sport of boxing, almost like Rock'em Sock'em Robots. If my nephew was around, he'd want to go see this, and I'd probably take him. And he's a washed-up fighter, this guy, that Hugh Jackman plays, who lost his chance when robots took over the ring. So now he becomes this small-time promoter, and you heard there that he gets the robots, he gets a robot and gets back into the game. Speaking of games, the political games, that's what this movie is all about. It's called The Ides of March.
You okay?
We're fine. We have to do it. It's the right thing to do, and nothing bad happens when you're doing the right thing.
Is this your personal theory? Because I can shoot holes in it.
Well, there's exceptions to every rule. Who's this?
I'm Duffy.
You got a couple of minutes? I'd like to sit down with you. I can't be talking to you. You got something the other guys don't have. You exude something. You draw people in.
You're the big man on campus. I'm just a lowly intern.
What time do you have to work tomorrow?
9 a.m.
I thought I was being smooth and subtle.
No, you're pretty forward.
You have an idea.
No, not a clue.
You got the best media mind in the country.
All reporters love you.
If your boy wins, you get a job in the White House. He loses, you're back at a consulting firm.
I've worked on more campaigns than most people have by the time they're 40. He's the only one that's going to actually make a difference in people's lives.
Either we're going to lead the world or we are going to bury our heads in the sand.
You're my brain trust.
So how are we doing?
What do you think, Stevie? I think it's ours to the taking.
You're working for the wrong man.
I want you to work for us. Call my friend.
There's only one thing I value in this world, and that's loyalty. Without it, you're nothing.
You want to work for the friend, or do you want to work for the president?
I don't have to play dirty anymore. I got Morris.
Today marks the beginning of a fight between two sets of ideals.
If you get Thompson's endorsement, the race is over.
What does he want?
Cabinet post.
I'm never going to do it. I said I was going to make those kind of deals.
Paul, I met with Tom Duffy yesterday.
What?
I just didn't think it was
true. It doesn't matter what you thought. It matters what you did. It matters what you didn't do.
I mean, I'm coming to work for you.
Revenge makes people unpredictable. We can't have that.
What if I had something else?
Like what?
Something big.
Mr. President of the United States of America.
want the story getting out?
Dignity matters.
You were off the campaign, but you thought it was important to fix things.
Integrity matters. Our future depends on it.
Steven, don't do this.
I'll do or say anything if I believe in it, but I have to believe in the cause.
All right, you get the idea there. George Clooney is part of this cast, and it's the last days before Ohio presidential primary, and there's an up-and-coming campaign press secretary who's involved in a political scandal, and it would topple his candidate shot at the presidency. Gee, in real life, do you think what would happen there? Not in the movies. Ryan Gosling, George Clooney, I mentioned him, Phil Seymour Hoffman, I like him. Paul Giamatti, I like him. Did you know that his father was the commissioner of baseball, Bart Giamatti? He's the one who banned Pete Rose. And Evan Rachel Wood also stars in this. Clooney directed and produced the movie. All right, we move to our last movie to review, our cheap movie review. By the way, The Ides of March could do pretty well. The robot movie, because of the kid aspect, I think might be actually top at the box office. We'll see what kind of pull George Clooney has. And then there's this movie called 1911. Take a listen to our sneak peek. You love that dramatic music? I gotta really set this one up for you. You'll recognize some of the names in it. Did the music kind of give it away? If you were thinking China in crisis, the country split in a couple of different factions too, and people are starving. So after 250 years of a dynasty, then things are completely unraveling with a revolt. Who's in the movie? Jackie Chan. He directed the movie. He produced the movie. He's in the movie with a slew of other familiar faces that you might recognize. Joan Chen, I think you would. You've seen her before, trust me. This movie is a long movie. It's 1 hour and 58 minutes. That doesn't include all the annoying trailers and things that they tell you not to talk during the movies and the popcorn popping and whatever else they put at your local movie theater. But this could be a really good rental. This is, of course, radio. I've seen some of the pictures of this, some of the video, and I think it looks to be actually a pretty decent movie. One of those movies that if you just happen to come upon it late in the evening and you were laying there and looked up, you'd be like, oh, I know him. And then you'd get involved. I think you'd get involved in the story. There are some other movies that are coming out. You know, we usually just pick three that I think will do well at the box office or be the more competitive ones. But there's another movie coming out called Dirty Girl. I'm not even going to tell you what that's about. The Human Centipede, The Way, and how about this one for a title? The Women on the Sixth Floor. What do you think The Women on the Sixth Floor is about? I bet you have no idea. Paris in 1960. It's an art film, but for those kind of movies, it's actually getting a little bit of buzz. You would have to go and, of course, read all the subtitles, and if you don't mind doing that, then it's supposed to get some pretty decent play. That's it for our cheap movie reviews. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and recrash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in cost. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
It's been across America, and it included the fact that a young American woman who had been in jail in Italy for 4 years was released. Her appeals worked, and the jury acquitted Amanda Knox, rather, and her boyfriend. How about that? And can you imagine, after all the time, this American student who was convicted of killing her British roommate, Meredith Kircher, in Italy, can you imagine how long she would have been put away for? And even those 4 years, how tough that was. She always insisted she didn't know what happened that night. She didn't know what happened. So it only took a day before she got out of there. I think I would have gotten in a car and gotten as far away as I could have, because it was a nightmarish ordeal, certainly for her family. She was 23 when she and her boyfriend were convicted of the murder in 2009. And with this appeal, that was it. And it happened early in the week on Monday. And the appeal hearing was the first time that the three people, because there's three people in this, that were convicted of the crime appeared in court together since a preliminary hearing. Amanda Knox's father, who was thrilled to get his daughter back to Washington. She lived in Washington, not Washington, D.C., Washington, the state. Talked about a couple of things, you know, including just the feel of that grass beneath the feet back on U.S. soil, and actually how Amanda Knox now is doing. Take a listen.
It's been very nice to watch her do it, and, you know, it's those little things that she hasn't had a chance to do for 4 years that, you know, really make it worthwhile and really kind of get her reconnected again. She's actually doing a lot better than I had anticipated. She seems to just almost look like she hasn't missed a beat with the family, and that's been really great to see.
Yeah, the case got a lot of attention, obviously all over Europe, especially in Italy. But here in the United States, your Dateline, NBCs, your Court TV, they were really all over the Amanda Knox situation. And I was surprised. It was not looking good for her. The DNA evidence, or the really true lack of the DNA evidence, was the thing that helped, I think, push her over in the appeals process. But regardless, don't think I was thinking about this. Would you go back to Italy? I mean, it's a freaky, weird thing that happened, and there's still a lot of unexplained things. But would, if you were in that situation, would you ever want to go back to that country? I'm thinking, probably not. The big story, of course, that happened on Wednesday was Steve Jobs' death. This was a guy who lived every minute. You could tell by the things he said when he talked to the Stanford students. He was a high school, not a high school, he was a college dropout, rather. He invented from his garage the Apple computers that became so successful with his pal Steve Wozniak. And the two of them really unleashed on the world some amazing technology from, I mean, music gadgets to the phones, the iPhones, the iPad, the incredible changes that you see around us and in schools, in work, at home. So he was 56 years old. Pancreatic cancer is what took his life. He was diagnosed with cancer in 2004. What a battle that was. He had a liver transplant in 2009. And he had to take a couple of leaves of absence, and then a lot of rumors started to fly. But the things that he created were just simply amazing. I bet you everybody listening to me right now, you have probably at least you probably have an iPod. You might not be throwing down a bunch of cash on the iPad and stuff, but you have probably one of the things that Steve Jobs came up with. And what he did with Apple, boy, he that thing bloomed with him. He started it in the garage in 1976, as I said, and then he returned to the company after he was pushed out in 97. And in his second time around, that's when it really grew into that valuable tech company that had has a market value somewhere in the neighborhood of $351 billion. $351 billion. And the whole idea, it was just, his designs were very simple, very minimalist, and it was just one product after another, one product after another. And so, wow, what he's done to change American life, you can't say enough. His pal that was in the garage with him, that knows much more about Steve Jobs than other people who he perhaps touched along the way. And here's what Steve Wozniak had to say about Jobs' amazing attention to detail and quality and whatnot.
He was so much against letting anything out of the company that was crappy. Why? Because every product from Apple spoke like it was Steve Jobs. He didn't want to just put out some decent good thing that would sell. It just had to be better than everyone else's.
Don't you love that? He wanted it to work. He wanted it to be good, not something crappy. And that's why the Apple products aren't crappy. And if there's problems with them, they have pretty good tech centers, unlike a few of the others. And certainly they've kept other people in the game where they've had to push and press on with technology to try to keep up with Apple and the things that they have been able to do. It was also a big week for Herman Cain. Do you know the name Herman Cain by now? Of course, I've been talking about him on the show, and you've heard it on other shows. He's one of the many running for president on the Republican side of things. And the last 3 weeks have been huge for Herman Cain, especially this week, because he started to really pop up in the polls where he would come in first, neck and neck with Mitt Romney. Like the CBS polls, 17%, that's huge, because he was in a single-digit space just 2.5 weeks ago, and it's been a massive turnaround. He's very kind of plain-spoken in a sense that he goes by the rule of keeping it simple and not talking over everybody's heads in a business sense when he's out stumping for votes, and people really are catching on to Cain. There's a Cain fever out there. Does he hang on to it? And ultimately, does he get the nomination? Or does the establishment guy with the hair, you're going to say which one, Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts, does he end up grabbing it? It may be Cain. It may be Cain. Too early to call, and still a long road ahead, same with too early to call, because we're swinging into a new year, and then we'll get down to the nitty-gritty with the people running against Obama. Obama had a rough week in the sense that it was kind of surprising to see how he had dropped in the polls, and that 55% of Americans in one poll that were surveyed felt like Obama wasn't going to get elected. That was a big number. So then, at the tail end of the week, he turns that around by saying he's the underdog in one of his speeches. He talks about being the underdog, a stroke of brilliance, because America loves an underdog. So he is portraying himself now as, even though he's the incumbent, he is the underdog. And that's going to be part of the message, I think, and, of course, pounding the Republicans for not doing anything, for sitting there and not passing his Jobs Act. And we haven't heard the last of that. That's what he's done for the past month, six different stops the president has to try to tell people, listen, I'm trying to get people back to work and the government won't help me. I think this pretty much dies on the vine. In fact, I'm surprised it hasn't at this point. Any thoughts on the show, please share them with me. Send them to americatonight.net. Click on the email and let it rip.